What's up, party people? Welcome back to another episode of the world famous Harlequin Bromance. I'm Fogey. With me again is my good friend Mark. What's up, Mark?
What up, dude?
And this time we got a brand new guest star. No, I'm just kidding. It's Liz again. What's up, Liz?
Good afternoon.
It is afternoon.
Yes, it
is. Day drinking. You can't drink all day unless you start in the morning. Now it's the afternoon. Also with us, social media Mel and producer Sam.
Hola.
You want to say something, Sam?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Speaking of the mic.
Hi.
All right.
Good job.
Way to start a show. So this time we read a wonderful book.
Thankfully short.
Was it? I mean, we listened
to less than 200
pages. 160 pages,
but
yeah.
But the damn recording, the narrator was fucking
18 hours.
It was like War and Peace. Anyway, which would be a good rapper name if my name was War and Peace, like Warren G. Never mind. All right, shut up. It's called Bunny and the Bear by Eve Langlais?
Yeah, Bunny and the Bear.
What did I say?
Well, it sounded like Buddy. I don't want any of our loyal listeners to think
B-U-N-N.
We're reading about a buddy. And
BJ
a bear.
And the Bear. There were BJs in this.
Let's just be honest. All this right. is a furry
yeah,
novel.
There were several.
Well, there was a lot of firsts that I found out. But I like the back of this book. It says, what's furry a first. Poor bear to do when all he wants is some sweet bunny pie? Fuck yeah. I was like all on board.
Yeah, her vagina gets referred to as a pie.
There's
many,
there's
many times.
So many food references. Oh my God.
Yeah, food is a big thing in this book.
This is the first book that we've read for this silly podcast where the main female character is not a virgin. Finally.
Yeah.
It only took five, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And one of those books that we read An made no woman. Sense to have her be a virgin. The object of his protection or whatever. There's no reason. But at least this one. And did I read it wrong? Did she fuck a snake?
Yes, she did. And by the way, I wore my snake earrings in
way
honor of
to
her.
Go. Okay.
Her sexual exploits with the snake. Yeah, I appreciate. Not only was she not a virgin, but she was very sexual.
She was sexual. Yeah.
I liked her. I was all on board for Miranda.
You know, and rabbits like to fuck.
Yeah, they do fuck a lot. That's true. That's just nature.
She's got a fucking problem, like ASAP.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a problem.
Aesop's Fables. All right, shut up.
What are you trying to say about Aesop?
I was saying there's a song called
"Fucking like Problems" by Aesop. He made a fable called "Fucking Problems."
No, I said Aesop, but I meant ASAP Rocky. He's a rapper.
Oh,
he
I
does
don't
the
know.
Rapping.
Okay, no, I don't know him. I thought maybe right. Aesop.
Some people will know him.
I'm sorry, ASAP, Rocky.
So, Aesop's fable.
That I don't know you. I'm sorry.
ASAP, Rocky's fables.
I'm sure I'll listen to you now, though. I bet you're good.
This is the first in a series? Is that what we decided?
Yes.
Does it say book one somewhere?
Yes, this is the first in a series about an organization called the Furry United Coalition.
It was established
in
2011, yeah.
Yeah, they did want to call themselves the Furry United Coalition and Defense, but then they would have been called Fucked.
Yeah, Fucked.
And they thought that was too much.
And I thought that was
and
somewhat
so they
fun.
Shortened
their
it
employees fuck. Are called Fuck Agents.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I have to say, I enjoyed this book. I thought there was a lot of humor in it, and I like that about this book. I mean, it was like a silly.
Did you read it or listen to the?
Yeah, I read it. Maybe the humor came through.
I
more
think that
in
that's
print.
Something that should be brought up. Is most of us listened to this book on Audible while we drove down to the beach, and the Audible recording was the most horrific.
It was unbearable.
Book ever. It was so slow that I had to pick up the book and start reading it because I couldn't. I just could not take the voices, the tones, the way words were being iterated. It just,
well,
it was too much. It was awful.
The woman who narrated it, she's won like awards because I looked her up.
So did she take like a serious tone while she read it? Or did she try to do it cheesy? Because I don't think I'd be on board for either one of those.
Well,
like when I heard it in my head, it was campy, but like I liked it.
Okay, so the two main characters, there's Chase the Bear.
Mm-hmm. Growl.
Growl. And Miranda, which is to me the unsexiest name of all time. Like, I think the lesbian from Sex and the City, oh, I guess she wasn't a lesbian, but I think in real life. But anyway, but no, to me the problem was the narrator. I can't remember who, what her name is, but I thought the voice she did for Miranda was fine. She did. She kind of came across as like bouncy, you know, and silly and ditzy. But then every male voice was like, "Hi, I'm Chase. Oh, nice to meet you, other male character. Hi, I'm also a male character." You know, it's the same damn voice for every boy in the book. And it was, yeah, it was just kind of aggravating.
Narrator Abby Craydon.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. But,
well, maybe the level of enjoyment of this book is elevated. When
but
you read
I also it. Feel like I could have finished this book years earlier reading it as opposed to listening. I had to put it on like fast forward, like on my phone. I had to put it on like 1.5. So she was like, you know, talking faster.
Well, yeah, it's
because it was
a short book.
Boring. Yeah. And her, she just dragged everything out. And like, I don't know.
Well, I didn't look, like I'm going to come to her defense a little bit. I really felt she was a good narrator. Well, she has talent. She has talent, but in this particular instance, those voices did not work.
No, they were
not
good
voices. Someone should have told her, you need to fix something here.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she obviously has talent, but didn't work here.
Right.
That's all.
All right. Well, moving into the story, it starts off with, like, a prologue, which I think is a squirrel.
I'm glad you brought that up because they don't ever say what the arch villain is.
Well, he says something about his dad being a squirrel in the prologue. Like,
did
I went
he?
Back and looked at it. But see, that doesn't matter because
Miranda
has multiple
species
parents.
Yeah, she's a saber-tooth rabbit.
She's a saber-tooth were-rabbit.
Yeah, were-rabbit. She got referred to as a saber-tooth and as a were-rabbit.
So let's actually come back and let's admit to the audience that so this is a book with shifters.
Yeah, they're shapeshifters.
Yeah, not furries.
They're furry. Not.
I don't think they're furries.
But no, but this is for furries.
Well, yeah, I guess. But see, I had to ask Jack, my 13-year-old son, what a furry was. And he said that a furry was somebody who dressed up like an animal and had sex with other people who were dressed up like animals.
That's horrifying, the fact that he knows that.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, no, welcome to public education.
Okay, I'm naive.
He's 13. I'm sure
so
he knows a lot of
shit. So here's what my question is, because like, I thought that that's also can be interchangeable with plushophilia, which is another term that I just learned.
Uh-huh.
Nice which euphemism. Is where, like, you want to have sex with stuffed animals.
Okay.
Or wear, like, a stuffed animal outfit. But that's not this.
No, this isn't that. This is, yeah, this is people because they look like humans, but they can shift into animals.
I don't think any of the sex ever took place in their animal forms.
No.
It was all as humans. So.
Well, when you read into, I just wanted to mention real quick, because when we were going over the book and like reading through it, it mentioned paranormal experiences or something about paranormal was in there. And I don't know, maybe that is kind of...
Sabretooth, were-rabbit.
Yeah.
Hey, spoiler.
I mean, I hope they didn't have sex as animals because he's a bear and she's a rabbit.
Yeah, but she's a big rabbit, so they would have been okay. But here's what I also...
Jackrabbit?
Yeah, she was big, and he was a big bear,
like,
too.
Or rat, like rabbit boobs.
They said that when he changed to a bear, that he was like 1,000 pounds, and I looked it up, and grizzlies only get to be like 600 or 700.
So he was a big bear.
He was a big bear.
And she was a big rabbit, obviously. But, well, what about, like, what did y'all think about the whole world that they were building of... you know, like CIA animals.
I kind of dug it.
Military animals.
I was having a hard time believing that there were two, you know, universes. You have normal humans that are completely oblivious to this shifter society.
Right.
That's obvious. That's operating underneath their...
But it's not even underneath because, like, the bear, when he went to his office, I thought that he shared an office with, like, humans. I mean, his office had shifters.
Yes, he's...
Because I wanted to know more about that wolf secretary. I liked her.
Yeah.
It's two secretaries in a row in books that have been pretty catty.
He works amongst the humans.
And so does she,
and so
Miranda.
They all do. They all kind of have this, like, human, like they work very much amongst, but I mean, like,
but they get their own floors in apartment buildings or like,
I don't know, it's, or whatever. But like, Fogey's right. It starts off with this very strange prologue that you don't know what it's leading up to. And then all of a sudden it jumps into talk about hypnotic and cock hardening, the bouncing little ass, which he almost bumped into.
Globes again.
This there we go.
Was a lot
there
of globes.
Yeah.
So it just immediately jumps into like this, like, bear. Sexualize it, like fetishing the bunny.
Yeah, right. They don't give you a lot of background about the villain. And then I was all waiting for, not even at the end.
Oh,
because
no,
I was super confused at the end. I was like, okay, I'm going to finally find out.
Well, I think
what
because
you find out nothing.
I think no, it's because nothing. Because it's a series, he's just going to be the tie between.
Well, yeah, but they could have built him up a little bit more.
Yeah, they could have.
But that's about something that I was saying to you earlier, was that because it's a series,
right.
It felt like they were, and especially for this book, they were throwing in a lot of information so that the rest of the books in the series wouldn't need that stuff.
Yeah, right. And see, before I realized that this was the first one, I was like, well, is this the fourth, the fifth, or the sixth? And so then I started wondering who else were characters that had their own books. So then I was like, well, did that crocodile fuck that swan? Because
no, you know who,
I kind of
want to
know.
You know who I want to know the most about?
Who?
I don't remember the name, but I'm pretty sure she has a boss. Miranda's boss is a fucking giraffe.
Yeah, Chloe. Yeah. Chloe. Yeah.
Chloe. Oh, is it Chloe?
Yes, all right, I want to
let me go ahead and say something. 2 weeks ago, we drove down to the beach and listened to this, right? On the way down, there was a lot of alcohol during that week. And then this week, it's just, you know, a few more drinks, I guess, along the way. I don't remember a lot of this book.
Well, I remember, just read it 2 days ago. So
okay, so it's fresh for you. So what I do remember, he's kind of a dick, right? He's a bear.
He's
he
a grouchy old bear.
He's
she
a grouchy
loves to call
old
him
bear.
Her grouchy old bear.
But she's like immediately enamored with him.
Yes, she's
but
very attracted
to him. But you find out
him.
That she's also...
An
part
agent,
of her job
a fuck.
Is yeah, she's a fuck agent.
Yes, in more so ways.
She's
than
surveilling
one.
Him.
Yeah, she's surveilling
yeah, for
him
for his protection.
There's a
because
secret.
They're somebody's kidnapping these
males, alpha
bears.
Shifters,
the alpha male. I think was it all bears or was it just
no?
It's just
alpha male,
alpha male.
Yeah.
So maybe a lion or some
yeah.
wolves
yeah.
And
to
shit.
Do genetic experiments.
Yes,
on
they needed those genes,
yeah. Right?
And I'm assuming it was to make himself bigger and more powerful because he'd been picked on in the recess when he was a little
squirrel
or whatever he was.
So she tries to make nice right away, and he's not really having it.
Yes, because he's angry
Chase.
That he's so attracted to her and
right.
her globes and her shorts.
Another book with globes.
Did it say globes
yeah.
in this
yes,
one?
Yes, absolutely.
Several
yes.
times.
Hell,
only in the
globes.
First chapter. Yeah, only in the first chapter. And then they kind of drop the globe talk after
her
a while.
Creamy globes.
Yeah.
I've
decent
shorts.
Yeah.
And
I've never,
lots of boink. That word
yeah,
must have been
boink
used
like crazy.
A thousand times. The bear and the bunny boink. An alliteration.
Yeah. Way to go.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's any onomatopoeia in this book.
Oh, there's lots.
They're like,
well, boink by boink, itself boink, is an onomatopoeia. Boink, boink, boink.
Oh, I'm a bunny.
Okay.
Ribbit.
A little cottontail.
I don't know
you
why
guys
I can say
ribbit.
He's like,
well, they hop too.
It was a three way with a frog. Fucking hell.
But no, he gets mad. Like, you're right. He's very, like, upset that he's attracted to her. In fact, he says, I must really need to get laid if even small woodland creatures are turning me on.
Okay, I have a question. Okay, go ahead.
I was just going to say, so he's referring to her, and he knows, like, that she's, like, a bunny or, like, a small woodland creature.
Yeah.
And that's... Mark just... Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
But here's my question. How does he know that she's a bunny?
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Smell.
They can smell.
Oh.
Yeah.
So which, all shifters can smell the
hell,
animal?
I don't know.
Or that's only bears? Cool. I mean,
the best part, though, and maybe I'm jumping ahead.
Oh, yeah.
The best part of this book to me, and I made Sam write it down somewhere.
Well
hold on, because I want to talk about it, because it's funny, was when after she gets done playing with herself,
mm-hmm.
right? She, like, fingers
yeah, masturbating.
Herself, right?
Yeah.
And then he comes to the door, and she says something along the lines
she's
like
do you want a taste or
yeah.
something? And she holds her fingers up into his face.
And my only thing I could think was, you know that goddamn bear wants a taste because her fingers probably smell like fish?
Okay, yeah. So I have a total of four
no,
notes.
No, dude, it's her honeypot, man. It's her honeypot, okay?
I never thought about it like that, but they never mention him wanting anything with fish in it. It's always honey stuff, and that's probably why, is because they don't want to compare.
Well, he eats sushi.
Oh, yeah, he loves that's right. Sushi. He does like sushi. Yeah.
So he wants like to sushi. Gnaw them fingers off because it smells like some goddamn spicy tuna.
But she wouldn't dare call her vagina a
nuzzling
fish.
Her pubes, I mean.
Yeah, it smelled like honey, okay?
Well, there's a total of four notes that I have.
Oh, I didn't take any notes.
Jonathan
I got it all
on
up in
my
here.
Phone when we were driving down. The first one is giraffe, ?
Yeah, Chloe,
the
that's
The second
Chloe.
One is lucky didn't lose a finger. Finger mm-hmm. probably smells like fish. Next is my precious Gollum. And then jerked off several times, ?
Yeah, that was another issue I had. Yeah. Was there was a part in there where he talks about he hadn't had sex in a while, and he ends up like jerking off like three or four times, and then he goes to bed and has a wet dream. I was like, that's not how that works. Yeah, that's not how that works, right? Because it,
how does
like,
it work?
All right,
if you're abstaining and you're backed up,
yeah,
your
like,
body just releases.
Right. The whole purpose of a wet dream, because when I was.
So you can't have a wet dream after you masturbate? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying, yes. Oh, because wet dreams, the whole point of that is to get rid of it. Because you got to get rid of the old spunk to make room for the new spunk.
That's the only
your
purpose
subconscious
of a wet.
Over.
Yes. We were taught this in like middle school in sex ed. Because I remember the teacher talking about wet dreams. And I was like, the fuck is a wet dream? I've never had one. And I figured out later is because... You know, I was never backed up.
you were having all that sex in middle school.
No, I was whacking it all the time. I
that's
mean,
why you
constantly.
Had that big right forearm.
Like that song. Yeah, exactly.
But the left one was
that
little.
Song by Alanis Morissette where she's singing about one hand in my pocket. And I was like, well, I know I got one hand in my pocket all the time. So he jerks off three or four times and then has a wet dream. And I was like, no, that's not at all. Maybe bears are different, but no, that's not how that happens.
I don't remember that part.
Going back to the story, there's not a lot that happened.
Well,
I mean,
will
like,
say I appreciate there was more plot to this.
No,
one
there
then.
Was more plot, but it was pretty. You know, there was no kind of like you're not sidetracked by anything. It's basically like he and her eventually get it on, and they fall in love. His brother's missing. Yeah. And that ties in at some point.
Yeah.
And really, it took him trying to fuck another
bear.
Oh, yeah. Sow.
Yeah, he kept referring to him as sow.
I don't understand these terms.
I didn't
a lot of
know
confusing
that female
terms in this
bears
book.
Got called sows. Neither did I. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Ursa save us.
Oh,
by the way.
Yeah. Which, by the way, Ursa is just Latin for bear. So right, every time he said, oh, well, sweet Ursa, he was just saying, like, sweet bear. So that'd be like if we would be like,
I thought it was Jesus.
Human.
No, I thought he was referring to the constellation. Isn't there Ursa Major,
true.
Ursa Minor? Yeah. I mean, I thought that was like the bear god.
Yeah. Bear god, yes.
Ursine, yeah, because Ursine means bear, right?
Sure.
Yeah, whatever, fuck it.
Yeah,
Duh it. Bears.
But anyways, there was this ridiculous side plot of them. He tried to make her jealous in a certain sense.
No,
I don't know. I don't think
he
was trying
to
make
her
jealous. He was trying to forget about
her. He wanted to get
her
out of his mind.
He wanted to bone some other floozy.
Yeah.
And then she's surveilling him. She has cameras in his apartment. Yeah, so she sees everything.
So she goes over to his door and like punches him. Did she punch him or slap him?
She hits him, I think. But
yeah. She was feisty.
She was feisty. Yeah. But very intrusive. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like had cameras all over.
Who she reminded me of?
Who?
Miranda.
Our Miranda.
Our Miranda.
Our Miranda. Shout out to you, Miranda. This book's for you.
All right. Thank God we
only
have
the same Miranda that y'all said was a bad friend in the last podcast?
Oh, no. That was somebody. No.
I can't remember.
Marcus just punched social media Mel in the face with the microphone because we can't afford mics for everybody.
He wanted to flip the table since.
He's popped her in the lip with the mic. He's like, God damn it, if you're going to talk.
That was Jacqueline.
Oh, Jacqueline.
Yeah, Jacqueline.
Jacqueline. Sorry, Miranda. I couldn't remember her name.
All right. So
Miranda's a good friend, but
they
feisty.
They meet cute? Is it a meet cute?
I don't know what that phrase means. I've often heard it and never Googled it, so I still don't know what it means.
You're right that it's super basic, but it also has like this, the CIA kind of development where like, because he's under surveillance, she realizes that he's missing, and like the fuck offices are like in mayhem because they've been hacked.
Oh, well, that happens later. Yeah,
it's not much later. It's on page like 60.
Yeah, but there's only 160 pages.
They're under surveillance because they had the alpha males go missing.
Oh, which, by the way, the reason that they know that he is a target is because they got a list of 50 names, and like 15 of them had already been kidnapped. But who sent that list?
Yeah. I mean, we're not dealing with somebody who was writing.
Hey, now.
Tinker, Taylor, Soldier, Spy, you know.
I wanted to know more about that spy world. I mean, I was a little. Spy world.
I'm not going to lie. I thought this was a fun world to be involved in. Because you know what I thought?
I like this story a lot.
You know what I thought this was, pretty much?
What?
It was like a porn version of Zootopia, you know? I mean, you got the bunny.
That's true.
But instead of the fox in Zootopia, you replace the fox with
that grumpy old bear.
Yeah.
Who just wants to eat his pie.
He just wants some honey pie.
He wants his 13 honey buns and his honey pie.
I have the honey buns.
Honey buns get him in the
Everything was honey, yeah. Everything was honey. And a little fish.
So, and she tries to eat sushi because she like interrupts his lunch one day. And
well, she's all up his ass from minute one, which, by the way, if she was surveilling him, that really wasn't necessary. She could have surveilled him from afar. She didn't have to be like, hi, neighbor, with her little short, you know.
Yeah.
Because she should have known it would have been like a breach of her contract or whatever. But nobody gave a fuck.
Nobody cared.
By the way, they all knew as soon as she had sex with him because the apartment was bugged.
And they were also betting on how much she was going to fuck him and how long they were
going. Yeah, I think they were encouraging. I felt like they were like encouraging her to have sex with him.
Yeah, because see, at first I had a problem because I was like, wow, they're always just having sex in front of people. That's gross. But then I was like, well, hey, you know what? These guys are animals. So
yeah, I mean, they are animals. Who gives a fuck?
They're an animal kingdom.
There was one point they were encouraging her to get with him because they remember there was that the living room where she's in her apartment and that she gets that phone call and the lady's like, oh, I left this for you. Just make sure you like put it on him. That was I think that, yeah, it was encouraged.
Well, they wanted her to tag him because so that they could keep up with him.
Right. So, all right.
So she tags him.
So, yeah. All right. So if you haven't read this book, congratulations.
But, you should go read it.
Yeah, you should read it.
It's pretty good.
Just don't listen to the audio because it's terrible. She's surveilling him because she's worried that he's going to get kidnapped. So they bug him. They bug him because they basically use him as bait. He does get kidnapped.
Yeah, tell him how he gets kidnapped.
That was after. But
he eats the honey buns.
The honey buns were 13 of them. Drugged.
They were drugged.
And then,
and it took him about 4, and then he was like, I'm feeling like a sleepy bear. Oh, yeah. By the way, he already sleeps like 18 hours a day.
Yeah,
this book was
so
funny to me. I love this book. I just thought it was hilarious.
He hibernates because he's a bear.
He's exactly.
What city are they in? Does it say?
I don't know.
I was thinking New York, but
I don't remember.
I think it's Chicago. City. Something like this would happen in Chicago.
I think you might be right. I think it is Chicago.
All right, cool.
All right, so they're in Chicago.
That was a guess.
I know I've seen the word Chicago lately. Maybe it was in
Let's
the
say
book.
It's Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, that's a good one.
No city is sexier than...
What city has grizzly bears near it?
Montana?
Mm-hmm. So what's Bozeman. A big city in?
Bozeman, yes.
It's not really a big city. There's Butte, which is just a meth hole.
Does Maine have grizzly bears?
Yeah.
Ooh.
No.
How about in Maine?
I thought they did.
Shit, I don't know.
Kodiak Island, Alaska?
Kodiak, yeah, you would be in Alaska.
Ooh, maybe
no
they're
big
in Juneau.
Cities in Juneau what?
Juneau and Anchorage is another one.
Yeah. All right.
So, but she was wearing those short little shorts, not in Alaska.
So Chase gets himself kidnapped.
He gets himself kidnapped. Because he's chained up. He's really angry. There's a shifter bad guy.
Who's a hyena.
Hyena. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Obviously, some humans must know about the shifter world because they had humans working for the bad guys.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's kind of like wizards. Yeah. Like, I like to compare this to J.K. Rowling's masterpiece, Harry Potter.
And then she, because she had put the tracker on him, she's able to go with her partner.
Yeah.
An alligator.
Victor.
His name? Victor. Yes,
Victor, yeah. He's an alligator. And that's what that was my problem, was that in the narration, Victor and Chase, she just did their voice exactly
and
the
Victor
same.
Was very different from Chase, and I actually was very intrigued by Victor. I was like, I want to know more about this alligator man, Victor.
Well, maybe
I hope so.
Yeah, maybe the next
he's
book
in
the
alligator
about him.
And a swan. Mm-hmm. Oh. He's gonna be eating that swan with them teeth.
Wait, is that for real?
I don't know. She's got a bunch more books. It might be.
It might be. Alligator, the gator and the swan.
Swan and the bear, croc and the fox.
The croc and the fox. That's the next one?
That's the third one.
But I don't think that's Victor, because I do think he was an alligator, not a crocodile.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
And then I guess maybe this is where Sam and I turned this off, because we were sick of it. Yeah, we were almost to the beach. We're like, fuck this. I'm going to turn this off and listen to music. And then Mark and I finished it, but we were
skipped some stuff. But basically, Miranda goes and saves Chase.
Right.
Oh, and then with Victor. Figuring out what the plot was? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
She goes Miranda, and saves him, and that's mm-hmm. when she first turns into her
saber-toothed werewolf.
Her saber-toothed
form. Oh, yeah. Because she gets burned.
Well, yeah, she gets injured, but it's no biggie to shifters because their metabolism.
The shifters can heal, but he takes her home.
And he still fucks her when her arm is like all burnt. I was like, at least wait for her arm to heal up, dude.
But she was like,
pain is pleasure.
She was all about it, though.
Oh, she wanted a bone from the first second she saw that grumpy old bear.
Yeah, that's true. So he takes her home to protect her. And at this point, I guess he's already like fallen for her and stuff. So they end up fucking. Mm-hmm. And then a lot, right? I mean, they're like constantly.
Yeah, but I will say not as much as some other books. The sex was really not as much. I mean, it was a lot. Don't get me wrong.
Because but like she finally like,
no call
to
me
finally
daddy.
Get him.
No call me. Not object of his protection had a lot more sex in this book.
That's true. There's like 100 pages in that mm-hmm. one. But no, but like she finally what it because it wasn't her. The way she finally gets him to like have sex with her is she starts sucking him off in the shower.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yep.
You know, she's just like, don't worry about all my burned flesh. Put your cock in my mouth.
I do think that her arm was feeling better by then. I think it was like flaky, like my suntan is right now.
She looks like goddamn Ralph Fiennes from The English Patient, and she starts sucking his dick. If y'all haven't seen The English Patient, he's like burnt to a crisp.
Well, now you also have another introduction. Sorry, I'm eating some almonds.
Those are good for you, so it's okay. We forgive you.
You have another introduction of the bad guy, who you still don't really know who it is, but he's like, what do you mean the bunny took the bear? And then they start talking about what the bunny is. And so you know that this guy is still out there and after them.
Oh, yeah. And he has a really good line in there somewhere where, like, his henchman comes up to him and tells him, she's a member of Fuck, or she's a Fuck agent. And he's all like, yeah, I bet she would be fun to fuck, but who is she? I was like, this book's got some jokes.
Yeah, this book needs, with the drum. Yeah. What is that called?
Yeah, like the part where she gets drunk off of two shots of schnapps, by the way. Do y'all remember that part?
Because she doesn't drink.
And he goes up to her apartment, and he talks about how he can hear a tortured animal, and then it turns out it's her singing. See, there's like little jokes in there. Yeah. This book is more lighthearted anyway than
what
Call Me Daddy.
What is that called with the drum?
Da-dum-ts. Sure. Is that not what it's called? B-A-D-U-M-T-S-S.
That's going to drive me crazy now. And the four people listening to this are probably hollering at their.
So at this point, sorry.
No, go ahead.
At this point, you know they're talking. You know they're healing. And
rim shot. That's what it is.
They end up going. I thought that was like anal sex. And to Chloe, and you know they end up basically realizing that their fuck agency has been infiltrated by a bad guy.
Oh, and did we ever find out? Oh, it was the wolf. There was lots of characters that they would just throw their names out.
Yeah, it was just...
I was like, not the wolf that was his secretary, who I liked. I imagined her on, like, the mask, you know.
So basically what they end up doing is they end up, like, going... They're using them as bait because they know they're going to send them to a cabin and they're going to know that it's going to get leaked to someone. And then
and why were they kidnapping? It was, like, for DNA shit.
Yeah, right? Because they were doing experiments because... basically you assume a lot here because you don't ever, you know, it's that guy that prologue at the beginning.
Yeah.
You think, as far as I know, and I could be wrong because there's like seven other books, but I think that this squirrel from the beginning, that's the big bad, but he's got other people working for him trying to gather the DNA so that he can become the most powerful shifter there is.
Yeah, because
I picture it's like Pinky and the Brain is like the bad guy.
Oh,
I
thought of the scroll from that Little Red Riding Hood. What was that?
Well, yeah.
You know, the one that was like all cracked up on scrolls never mind. Anyway.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Y'all never saw Little Red Riding Hood?
Which one?
Yeah. The one that had, what's that guy's name? Patrick. No. This is like a cartoon. And it like told it from the wolf's point of view. And then like Granny. No, never mind.
Yeah, I don't have a clue what you're talking about.
So you guys know though, audience.
They know because Miranda. They figure out that Miranda's a saber-toothed were-rabbit. They want her.
Yes, now.
Because she's got the badass genes. Because her father was.
No, it was her grandmother who was a saber-toothed tiger.
A rabbit, and her mother.
Saber-toothed tiger.
Somebody along her lineage was a saber-toothed tiger.
Yeah, grandmother.
So she randomly got the genes, the genetics to be this crazy ass. And I swear to God, there's some movie where there's like a creepy ass, crazy monster rabbit, and I cannot think of the movie, but that's what like
Donnie Darko.
I was picked. No. It was like it was something like God. All I'm thinking is that movie Freaked. You remember that movie Freaked?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Yeah, anyway, but it's not that.
Didn't it have Alex Winter in it? From Bill and Ted?
Did it?
I don't know.
It had Randy Quaid in it.
Yes, that's the only Randy Quaid.
And Brooke Shields was in it. Anyway, if you haven't seen Freaked, I don't think that was Alex Winter, though. Anyway, what the fuck were we talking about?
What am I watching?
Well, the movie I was thinking of was Hoodwinked. It was a cartoon, and Twitchy was with the little squirrels.
Oh, no.
No, that was Gnomeo and Julia. Hoodwinked was about Little Red Riding Hood, but anyway, it was a pretty cute movie.
So
the squirrel was a spaz, though.
But see, this is where I think I got lost, because I wasn't really paying a whole lot of attention.
Just ask the old expert here. I read every word with rapt attention.
They use her as bait. And she gets kidnapped, right?
No. She doesn't get kidnapped.
No.
They do use her as bait, and someone does show up.
They show up, and they have like a gunfight or whatever.
There's like another fight.
Yeah, there was only like 20 pages left at that point, so I knew nothing else was going to happen.
Yeah,
and we forgot the whole where they crashed like their computer system and all that shit, but that was when they kidnapped him. That was when they kidnapped Chase.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was Ricky
Coogan.
Was he?
Alex Winter, yes.
Oh, was he? Yes. Holy shit. Okay, Alex Winter was in Freaked. My bad.
Morgan Fairchild.
Holy shit. But they win, right?
Yeah, they
end
win.
Up beating the bad guy, but the main
Yeah, they
bad
like
guy,
tear limbs from people.
Right.
And
but these are not the main bad. These are like
henchmen.
Yeah. They're the pawns of this.
So then the epilogue is again back to what I think is a squirrel. Because and he keeps laughing and then going like,
yeah, see, funny. That was
like
a joke.
It was a smoker.
Right before
squirrel.
The epilogue, though, you also like Bunny and the Bear, Miranda and Chase. They're like they're moved in. They're together. But all of a sudden, Chase's brother Mason shows.
Oh yeah,
back
he
up,
shows back up.
And you find out all about like this undercover ops.
Whoa! Hold on. Not only does he show up, but he shows up and doesn't announce himself and almost gets killed by Miranda.
That's true.
Like, Miranda almost kills his ass because he just, like, busts in fucking Chase's house.
Yes.
And is ransacking the fridge.
Like, is trying to choke him to death, and Chase is like, hey, you know, what the fuck's going on over
Don't
here?
Don't mess with my bunny.
I know. And then he was like, Miranda, cover yourself, you know.
Yeah, he
was like,
very...
I want to have a fucking three-way. I want y'all to finger cuff me with theirs.
Remember that part where he bit her to like mark her?
Yes. He was.
Well, how
I don't
about
remember
this?
That part.
Do you remember the part where she was spying on him before they got together and she was looking at his lips and she was saying something about how his lips move independent of one another? Which I guess is something a bear could do. So I spent probably like 30 or 40 minutes
you
Googling.
You did research after reading
I
his
was
book?
Trying to figure out if bears, because now that you think about it, sometimes their lips are kind of. So then when he gave her head later, they like referenced like, and then that long old bear tongue.
Oh, that's true. They did reference
yeah, because yeah. All I could think of was like a bear tongue and like his lips.
He's just fucking ripping up some honeycombs.
Yeah, he wanted that honey pie.
Yeah, he wanted that, and she made him some pie.
Yeah.
He was all, in fact, he was thinking about that pie more than he was thinking about
well, yeah, and pie. See, that was my thing. I was, like, thinking that this book was going to move from animal fetishes to food fetishes because he was really into...
Maybe that's what
he
we need to...
He loved his sweets and his, like, bakery.
That's what we need to do next is some kind of food fetish book called Bunny and the Pie.
But, yeah, like, the book just, it ends, because it's a series, it just kind of ends really abruptly without us actually really finding out anything. Other than that Miranda and Chase, the bunny and the bear, are now happily, like, in love. And obviously they're going to be, there's going to be some other shenanigans, and they'll be involved. I just don't know.
This is something that, like, it's not like I just figured this out, but it's definitely reinforcing this whole idea that these books are written to a very specific, you know, genre or a kink almost.
Yeah, but see,
like,
I think
to me, I guess all I'm going to say is that when we were talking about furries earlier, this isn't a furry book. Mm-mm. This has nothing to do with furries. They're not fucking each other while they are. Because I think the whole point of furries is that they are pretending to actually be the animal that they're like sexually attracted to and pretending to be that and having sex with other furries. This is just more, I mean, they're humans when they're having sex, but they just happen to be shifters. This is almost like having a fucking book about Transformers, you know, having sex with each other, which, goddammit, I would read a book about some Transformers fucking each other.
Well, yeah, that's why I would have to disagree with the statement that this is only for people who are into, like, animals or bestiality or furries
or
whatever.
Yeah, I don't think it's
not... Because I think that this is just, like, a nice... genuine, tried and true romance about, like, fantasy. Like, this is a fantasy.
Sam used the right word earlier when she said paranormal. It's got a little some elements of the fantastical in there, but it's ultimately just...
Yeah,
like, would you read a book about elves fucking? Maybe.
Maybe.
Lord of the Rings?
Or Romeo and Juliet.
I mean, if they look like Orlando Bloom and Liv Tyler, I certainly would.
But
so
I was
what's
saying,
the difference?
If
this
they
is like
did,
a fantasy book.
Yeah, if they did like, exactly like what I was saying, this is almost like somebody watched Zootopia and was like, I'm going to write some erotic fan fiction for the fucking rabbit in Zootopia. If somebody was like, well, I want to write some erotic fan fiction about X-Men, I mean, it would be the same kind of thing. Yeah. You know, it'd be like, I mean, because imagine Mystique having her as like your girlfriend and she can just turn into anybody you want. Although,
oh,
if
I'll
she was mad at you, she'd be having sex with you, and all of a sudden turn into,
always
like,
been about
Reno.
Wolverine, so I could probably write some
I'm more of a Rogue fan.
Oh, yeah, well, don't get me wrong. But like, she could turn into Rogue. Like, Mystique could fucking turn into to Rogue, and she would be able to touch you, especially with... Anyway. Right. All right. So, that's it, really, right? I mean, that's the book. That's Bunny and the Bear.
Yeah. I mean, there's lots of things we could talk about, like her use of the word boink. Or
yeah, she says boink
how she
a
talks
lot.
About honey a lot, or Miranda's thing was carrot cake.
Well,
she liked carrot
very
cake.
Stereotypical bunny.
What bears
and
like,
bear.
What bears like,
honey,
yeah.
Carrot. Like, those are definitely infused into it. And like...
Well, I was just going to say again, I did appreciate finally having a book where you don't have this innocent, you know, completely naive female character.
Yeah,
you know
no, she
I mean?
Was a badass. She was sexually empowered.
Like she
was, kicked ass.
This was almost more of like a feminist.
Kind oh,
of,
yeah.
I mean, she knew what she wanted.
She was into this book.
And she was like, fuck it, I want to fuck this bear. And it was like, yeah, okay, cool. And she fucked a snake, which I really think we should
she was
talk
like,
about. Yeah, and she had sex with some dude who happened to also be a snake.
And I want to know how that
I
worked.
I
want to
know how that, yeah. I mean, I want to know how that worked.
Well, you were right when you said earlier, they only fuck in their human forms. But that might be kind of interesting to, you know, slither around.
But they obviously, even in their human forms, have characteristics, that's the word, characteristics of their animal. Like you were talking about Chase and his mouth and his bear tongue. Mm-hmm. And you have like Miranda who's like perky
and
like
she
bouncy
bounces everywhere, yeah.
And stuff like that. So they obviously have some of those tendencies. So what is a man snake like?
Probably scaly.
Like,
probably has
what
a
is
lot
that?
Of
what is is it?
Lots of tattoos. Bald head.
Draco Malfoy.
All right, Sam, I'd be into it. I changed my mind. You don't get your own mic.
What about, but like he kept saying something like, I'm going to get her furry little butt. But he would always call her furry. But like, was she furry?
But that, again, I mean, this kind of goes back to like how, well, we talked about how does he know that she's a shifter? He can smell that she's a shifter, which makes me wonder what she smells like. You know, like, or can they just smell the different?
They know, yeah, each animal.
Yeah, they
animal.
Can just smell the different species or whatever.
Which, speaking of which, the only problem that I have with this book is that they, of course, villainized the hyena.
Yeah,
which
I'm
very tired
listen,
of the
you
hyenas
have a really,
being the bad guy.
Well, you want to have a really interesting
part of the ecosystem.
Yeah, you want to do like a really interesting book? They should do a hyena.
Hell yeah,
because
you know,
female,
those jaws.
Well, not well, only that, but the females have a fake penis.
Yeah, they do.
So, I mean, you could have like
their
a...
their engorged clitoris.
Yeah, you could have like a... almost like they're, a trans
and they have sex with
novel.
One another.
Yeah.
Their whole society is a matriarchy.
Or they could do bonobos monkeys where they're just...
And they like kill
yeah,
their...
Matriarchy.
Oh, yeah. Hyenas are fascinating.
The other part of this book I just remembered. Wasn't there a part where fucking Chase the bear says something like, oh, you know, I like to go to the mountains during hunting season and turn into a bear.
And let them shoot
and
him.
Yeah,
shoot.
So he wants to go get
right.
shot by hunters.
But they have like
he
all that
buckshot.
Great metabolism. They just heal like
just
pops out.
It just pops the bullet out. And
but
then...
yeah, hers didn't pop out. She had one bullet that didn't pop out, and he had to get tweezers to it.
Yeah.
I thought that was a weird thing to put in the story.
It was, it was a little strange. This, I don't know. I'm kind of like you, Liz. I'm a little intrigued, honestly, but I'm not going to listen to the damn. Narrator.
No, I would just read it again because it's an easy read. There was
lots to like here.
It's easy to read.
I
want to
learn about the crocodile and the, what was it, the fox?
The swan? No.
I think it was a fox.
Yeah,
a
croc and a fox.
That doesn't seem as opposite as a bunny and a bear, though, you know?
Yeah.
Like if they did the fox and the hound.
They have the swan and the bear, the croc and the fox, the lion
falcon. Hold on.
So is the bear
cheating?
The swan
and the bear?
Yeah.
So
is
the
bear cheating on Miranda?
No, it's probably
it's
Mason.
It's probably Mason.
Yeah, it's probably the brother.
That's true.
But
what
why
is
a swan, though?
The doe and the wolf?
It would be better if it was the bear and the trout. Because, you know, the trout's got like the...
Well, they said something. There was something that they said in there about how like fish and birds were not included in their fuck agency.
Yeah.
But they liaison with them.
They liaise with them.
Yeah,
well, they've got the ostrich in the Roo. And then they also have Roo and the angel.
Oh, you know that ostrich got a fat ass too.
And likes to put his head in holes.
Oh, yeah, probably. The whole thing. That's a myth. Ostriches don't really
do that.
Yeah,
they don't
like
really
that.
Do that. They just run around all crazy. I saw a video of a little, it was like an emu or an ostrich. It's just running around all bad shit. Crazy.
Yeah, baby emus are
well,
the cutest.
I mean, like, y'all are right. Like, ultimately, though, this was like a fairly okay book.
I liked it.
But it was just, unfortunately, for so many of us who listened to that on Audible, it was definitely kind of.
I would say. Of the ones we've read,
yes, this is my favorite.
This is probably the most interesting.
This is definitely my favorite. After this one would be probably Highlander and a Hard Place.
Yeah, see, I didn't like that one.
Or whatever
that
one was called. I enjoyed it. I have to say I liked it.
It sucked.
I mean, it was silly, but this one was too.
It was boring.
This book had a sense of humor. I mean, was it stupid? Yes. Was it poorly written? Yes.
I could actually see
somebody
like that.
But it was lighthearted. It was short. It was lighthearted.
I could see somebody.
It was silly. It wasn't freaky. There was no incest, no daddy stuff.
Yeah, I could see this.
Not
to
shame daddy people.
If they made a show, and not necessarily like a sex show, but just like a show about.
Yeah, I'd watch it.
Yeah,
about the fuck agency.
Yeah.
So
fuck
the question for all questions, as we always do, who's our casting?
You beat me to it. I was just about to start that. Thanks, Mel. All right. So if it was a movie, for Chase the bear, the only and we brought him up before. I'm thinking of the guy from True Blood.
Yes, Joe Manganiello. That is.
Yeah,
that
that's
is so
who
crazy,
I was
like. You're not going to be thinking of who I'm thinking of.
We brought him
up
before, I think, in another story.
Because he's so big. Because
he is. He's huge.
And he's got those lips that move independently of one another.
And I think also we associate him with shifting because in True Blood, he's a shifter.
I don't even.
Also be good, though. Momoa.
I was thinking Momoa. Yeah, yeah,
like,
Momoa.
He's got kind of the hair.
Yeah, I was saying, but to me, all right, and this gonna, he is maybe this is racist. I don't know. He's a little too exotic looking. I'm thinking like I think of Chase as this like. Yeah, like gruff white dude.
Midwestern corn fed.
Yeah, exactly. Just, yeah.
Well, what about a young Alec Baldwin?
Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
Yeah, because.
I was going to say Gerard Butler.
He's got that hair, though. Okay. I'm trying to think of hairy guys. Have you ever seen Alec Baldwin with his shirt on?
I mean, Gerard Butler's pretty hairy.
He ain't like Alec Baldwin.
That's true. Cabana boy. All that chest hair. All right, Mark. Did you have somebody for Chase?
For some reason, not really. Looking at this, the cover of the book makes me think John Stamos.
Okay,
in a weird way.
Stamos.
But my Miranda, I don't know. For some reason, I've been thinking Mira Sorvino. For some reason, kind of like that airhead, kind of like bubbly,
that ditzy Romeo Michelle
type. Because that's how the fucking narrator portrayed her, which is probably not how it should have been in the book.
I mean, know this might be really, really obscure. But talking about Miranda, there is this movie that was based on a book called Savages.
Yes.
That Oliver Stone turned into a movie. Mm-hmm. And they got Blake Lively to play the girl.
I love her.
And I like Blake Lively as well, but I didn't really feel that she was the character in the Savage. Because I actually read that book.
Yeah.
And that book, the character O, the girl, it's Ophelia. But anyway, she in the book reminds me a lot of Miranda in this book, the same kind of just horny, blonde, kind of bouncy, you know, California girl or something. I was thinking, and maybe this sounds weird, I was thinking like Anna Kendrick if you put like a blonde wig on her. Something, okay. You know, where she's just kind of silly and... Or even who was married to Chris Pratt? Anna Faris.
Oh, Anna Faris, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking Anna Faris could do it.
Oh, actually,
you could see. I mean, if you're doing this as a comedy, I could see Anna Faris. But then, and I'll let everybody else talk in a minute, I promise. The only other character I wanted to say is, for some reason, I swear to God, the giraffe boss to me was Tilda Swinton all day long.
Okay, yeah.
I'd like to see Steve Buscemi as Victor the alligator.
Good job. I could see Buscemi as the alligator. And what about who would be the hyena, the bad guy hyena? Maybe Jason Mantzoukas.
Okay. Yeah. That'd be interjection of comedy.
I mean, I'm thinking this is a comedy.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Well,
anything else?
Yeah, I will say that, interestingly enough, I just came across this chart a couple of days ago or yesterday about how taboo are these sexual fetishes, and then it rates it by whether females like it or males. But so it's on a scale of 1 to 9, and bestiality is way up there. But this
is it
wasn't
like 1 to 9 tissues? All right, never mind. Sorry.
1 to 9 tissues? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, 9 would be like the most taboo. Bestiality is
the most sexy.
I thought it was. Yeah, okay, never mind.
Yeah.
9 tissues for this.
Pet play is about a 7.5, and it's mostly male interested.
Well, hold on. Can I guess some of these?
But I can't find furries on here. Is there another word for furries?
I don't know.
Well, bestiality is on their way up, just under pedophilia, necrophilia.
Oh, shit.
And
we're going
then,
that far. Never mind. I thought we were talking about, like...
No, these are, like, hardcore.
Like the fun kinks.
Like it's...
Like,
no,
like
well,
foot fetish would
well,
be a 3.
Well, the fun kinks, yeah. Water sports. Foot fetish is actually on here. It's a 4.
Yeah, that's close.
And
I'm only a little
group
weird.
Sex is about a 4.
What are the lowest, like...
The very lowest is alternate sex positions, and then it goes to female use of sex toys... Then uniform, spanking, light bondage. Then anal sex is surprisingly low, but I mean, not surprisingly, but
that's not.
It's more. It's more of a male interest.
Well, yeah.
No,
because the males
I don't know. It's
ones,
kind of in between.
Because I would think like anal sex, if you're including homosexual men, and not all homosexual men have anal sex. Is I mean, you know.
Well, I would think all homosexual men would have.
No.
All of them don't have.
No.
All homosexual men don't.
Well, Melanie can ask her her English friends, but
I mean, like, if they're in a, not, if they're in a sexual relationship,
funny,
like,
I'm not either. Bottom, that's so there are some who are strictly, they will never take it. They strictly give it.
Yeah, but that's still but engaging no, see, like, in anal sex. Huh?
I don't know where I'm getting this from, but I swear to God, I've read somewhere that a lot of homosexual men only
do like mouth oral.
Oh yeah, no, that's also really common. That's also really true, common. Yeah. Like oral sex is insanely common. Yeah.
Oh okay.
For sure.
Well, yeah, that's true. I didn't think about that. But anyway, so I thought that was interesting that and pet play is on here. It is somewhere. Where is that? But it's not as high. It's a 7, about a 7.5.
What about pegging?
Yeah, it's on here, but what is that? That's a 6. What's pegging?
That's where a woman puts on a dildo and fucks her heterosexual boyfriend in the ass. Or
yeah, that's a 6.
That's like,
more...
have you ever watched The Sopranos?
Yeah.
Like Joey Pants' character in The Sopranos like to get pegged.
Oh. That's
that part. Yeah, because it was Tony's sister, Janice.
Yes.
An incest role play, which would be Call Me Daddy, is actually an 8.
Huh.
Yeah, it's not as high.
And see, I don't understand that has taken off on like Pornhub.
What's the step?
Like you can't go on Pornhub without it. Like
my black stepdaddy.
Yeah,
and stuff. Like
I mean, all of that shit. like it is.
It's considered more.
And I'm only on Pornhub for research. But like it is. It's like every other video is like I fucked my sister. I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to fucking watch that. Even yeah, that's gross. I mean, like stepsister is fine, but anyway.
Yeah. So,
what about docking? Is docking on there?
D O C K I N G.
Is what was it? The Dutch rudder?
No. Docking's not on here. But what is it? It might be called something different.
It's just I don't think it's a real thing. It's basically when two men put their penis heads together and have their foreskin go over. One overtakes the others.
Never seen appealing.
No, but Vore is on here, which I did Google that. I'm gonna
Vore.
I googled a few of these and then quickly like.
Oh, is that when you're being eaten?
Yes, it has to do with being eaten. Scat's on here. That's poo.
Poo.
Yeah.
Creepy crawlies is on here. Apparently, that's a thing where you let bugs crawl in your genitals.
Or a crush? Is there any crush shit on there where they like
see crush?
Crush bugs.
Oh no! But they have sounding. That's where you insert a metal rod up your urethra.
Oh God, that sounds terrible. Yeah. What was? I was gonna say something that really.
Bugs crawl into a urethra.
So Mark and I.
No, that's creepy crawlies.
So Mark and I have a movie night where we just started, but we're trying to watch like some, you know, some different shit.
Movies.
Some like art house type shit. Well, last night we watched a movie by Lars von Trier called Antichrist, and I had seen it before, and I told Mark, I was like, you can't judge me for liking this movie, because I really do. I think it's beautiful in the most fucked up, twisted sense. But I say this because I remember when somebody told me about Two Girls in One Cup, and I watched it. So I watched Two Girls in One Cup, and I'm not sitting here saying that I enjoyed Two Girls in One Cup, because I'm not a scat fan. But I remember thinking to myself, I don't know why this is so crazy, because it just seems like your run-of-the-mill shit porn. Not that I've seen like a ton of shit porn, but like it doesn't. It's nothing like, you know. It's not like the craziest.
But did they throw
film.
Up or did they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah,
or do they shit? Did.
That's what they shit out. And then they threw up. So they shit and then they eat the shit.
They shit. They eat the shit.
Was that a deal breaker for you, the throwing up?
I think so.
That was the deal breaker, throwing up.
Yeah, because they
I'm not a fan of any of that, what you just described.
Yeah. They poop onto a ice cream cone, and then they eat the poop, and then they throw up into each other's.
Oh, well, now that you say it was an ice cream cone, I guess that's okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Like a chocolate ice cream.
Wow, this episode is really devolved.
Yeah, this one's turned into... Scat Daily.
Hey, this is educational for our younger crowd.
Well, it is kind of educational. But, okay, so going back to the book, because I don't really think that this isn't really a fetish the way Call Me Daddy was a fetish.
Yeah.
Like, Call Me Daddy was, like, I mean, all about, like, daddy play. Yeah. This is not really furry. Mm-hmm. This is just somebody who, they're humans, but they're, and we already talked about this, so this isn't really, like, a fetish the way I was thinking it was going to be a fetish. I thought this was going to be you know, like furry.
Well, yeah, because it says furry United whatever it's called.
You know,
they're not really established furry.
2011. If I was a furry fan, if I had the furry fans of, you know, Fogey's furry fans, the Triple F, I would be a little disappointed with this because despite them changing into animals, they don't really fuck as animals.
Yeah, because honestly, I thought that if you were a furry, which I could be completely wrong, but I thought that like part of the sexual attraction dressing up and being like plush.
You dress up as a wolf.
But not necessarily emulating the animal, but like having like that plush, like a stuffed animal almost. Yeah. That's what I don't know. I don't know.
We know a furry, or we knew.
Yeah,
furry.
Well,
we were acquainted with a furry.
Really?
We had a friend of a friend was a pretty big time furry.
Wow! And did you ever see him?
He liked
in any
sexy
of his
man wolves.
Furry expenditures.
No, it was a good friend of ours who was roommates with this dude.
Yeah,
he liked to do what now? Dress up like a wolf.
He liked sexy werewolves.
Ah. It was, and that's what's funny too is there's like wolves are the most. Represented in the furry, it seems like at least. So maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, I thought it would be like a stuffed animal, like a. I thought it'd be like a bear, like a teddy bear.
Back in the day when I used to play Second Life, the furry population of players who engaged as furries and it was a lot of wolves.
Yeah,
lots
wolves are
and lots of wolves
because.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because even our friend.
Purdy is a furry?
No, Purdy is not a furry. Purdy really wants to be on the podcast one day. So we're going to have Purdy.
Hi,
shout Purdy. Out to
Purdy. We love you, Purdy.
We love you, Purdy.
Hey, he's, Hannah.
No. Hannah, yeah. Him and Hannah do not dress up as wolves and fuck each other, as far as we know. If we do, then, you know, more power to you.
Do your thing, boob. Yeah. Love you.
But he was talking about when he lived in Montana, I think it was him. Anyway, when I went out there with him one time, he was talking about somebody he worked with. Either he was or somebody out there was saying that basically there was some guy that got up really, really early in the morning and they would drive into Yellowstone and they would watch the wolves. And I was like, well, I mean, yeah, that's pretty cool. I'd like to see the wolves. And they were like, no. I mean, like, they were like jerking off to the wolves. Like, they were like big time into the wolves.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure that's a. Is that
wholesome?
I don't know. Maybe
I think
that's
he was
pet
a furry
play?
Though. But I think he wanted to be a wolf and go out there.
Yeah, they're
and
probably
let,
inner. They probably like have some overlap.
Yeah, there's probably some.
Wow, but you know, like more power to you if you're not hurting anybody or anything. Do your thing.
Intersectionality. That's what I'm going for.
Intersectionality. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's anyway.
Intersex.
All right. Well. So, to go ahead and wrap it up, it's about to start storming here, and in case our power goes out, we can go ahead and get this wrapped up and done. Liz, is there anything left that you want to bring up that we haven't spoken about?
Oh, no, but I did want to take this opportunity to say, since this was a animal-based book that we read, that if you tether your dog, please keep him on a 6-foot or longer tether. Don't be an asshole.
Yeah, just don't tether your dog.
Yeah, yeah, I don't like that. But if you're gonna, just give them some space. Give them some space.
Yeah. Yes, y'all take care of animals.
Yeah, do like Bob Barker would do.
Be a dick.
That's really an asshole thing to do.
Yeah, a real dick.
Sorry, I've been seeing that a little bit lately in my town.
I
don't like that.
Mark, any other thing to add?
Don't think so.
Anything that pisses you off?
About the book?
Or in general?
Let it out, Mark.
Yeah. This is a place of
acceptance. I plead the fifth.
I will say this has nothing to do with animals. If you live in Athens, Georgia, like I do, and you park in a fire lane because you're too lazy to park in a regular parking spot, then fuck you too. Anyway.
And not the Furry United Coalition, you two. Just the regular
biatch. It's like, how hard is it to just park somewhere? I don't care if you're just going to the coin laundry.
Well, obviously it's pretty hard.
All right, social media, Mel.
I promise I'll get better at social media-ing. I've been kind of breaking away from all of it amongst all the chaos of the world, so I'll get better, I promise. I do want to mention that in the next few months, we will be doing a book called Candy.
Woo!
which is written by Terry Southern and Mason Hoffenberg. So I'm telling you guys this in advance because if you want to read it prior to our podcast that will happen in a few months.
Yeah, it's going to be probably the most famous book that we'll do until we do or if we do 50 Shades of Grey.
This one is going to be worth it, though, guys. It's a journey.
We've already started. Yeah, Sam's already read it. Mel's already read it, right?
Yeah, I have.
And I... Gingerline. Yeah. All right. Cool. Sam, you got anything?
No. This was my least favorite. Just
really?
It was.
Well, I think their own, I guess.
Well, I listened to it, and that voice just really kind of turned it all off for me. So even though we had the book, I was just like, no.
Oh, by the way, we forgot to talk about when he fucked her in the tire swing. But
Oh, yeah.
I like that part.
He fucked her lots of different ways.
Sam didn't want to finger her honey pie while she was listening to this book.
No, probably not to the narrator. Mm-hmm.
It's probably why I didn't get laid for a little while afterwards listening to it.
This thing.
Ooh, one of the reasons. Because I'm not a bear. I'm more of a warthog. Yeah, so read Candy. Read 50 Shades of Grey, because I think eventually we're going to probably do that one as well. Not saying when, but it will. Yeah. Eventually, I would say probably going to do like a super episode of 50 Shades. We got to read that eventually. And we should watch the movie.
Yes. I've seen the movies already. They're pretty awesome. I mean, not good, but hilarious. Yeah. So. They do have Jamie Dornan in them. So
this is the only thing I would say. Social media mail, the email, our email is... what is it? Harbro podcast@gmail.com. Yeah. Our Twitter
is @HarbroPodcast.
If you have a suggestion, and I'm kind of thinking we should, because so we kind of started off with, you know, your pretty typical romance novels, and then we moved into some more of the kinky shit. So like the Call Me Daddy was definitely a kinky novel. This one, again, not so much a furry novel, but it's still kind of, you know, it definitely appeals more to a certain demographic, I would say. So if you got an idea a suggestion, then definitely hit us up because, you know, we're definitely open to taking them.
Absolutely.
So that's it. If anybody's got anything else to say, forever hold your peace.
Nope.
All right, Mark.
Good stuff.
If you want to see a really fucked up movie, what Mark and I watched was Lars Van Trier's Antichrist. Last night. That was
watch it with your parents.
Might be the most unsettling sex I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, all right. It'll bring you closer together. Watch it with your parents.
Yeah, watch it with your parents.
It'll bring you closer together.
Watch it with your grandmother. Put the subtitles on. All right, Liz.
Takes hammering that clit to another.
Oh no, wouldn't
they? Oh,
no, don't ruin it. Plus, it was scissors.
Well, you said they were scissoring.
No.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll tell
scissors
you.
Scissors to the clit.
Oh, my God,
balls.
Don't ruin it.
I've seen it before.
Have you seen it?
We're going to edit all this anyway.
No, we're not.
No.
I refuse to edit. Oh. Once I'm done recording, I'm like, fuck this shit, I'm done. All right.
Bye. Well. Oh, no, not bye.
This is like the after credit scene. Yeah, no. All right, fuck it. That's it. That's all we got. Next month, I don't know what we're reading, but
well,
maybe
we're
social.
Candy, right?
We're doing Candy.
No, I want to do Candy for October.
We're doing it eventually, so I'm doing
it. All right, we might do Candy next month. I don't fucking care anymore. All right, Mark, I'll talk to you later. All right, man.
Peace.
All right, Liz.
Bye.
All right, see y'all.